My name is Edgar J. Steele. It's December 19, 2005, and this is a nickel rant entitled Holy Holocaust. Recently, a list subscriber pointed out that my name had been added to the short list of, quote, American extremist individuals, close quote, carried on the ADL's webpage, alongside the likes of Ernst Zundel, William Pierce, David Irving, Dr. Edward Fields, Willis Carto, and Bo Greitz, among others, all of us identified as being Holocaust deniers. To those individuals, first let me say that I am at once honored and unworthy to be included in your ranks. To the ADL, I say, that's it. I have freaking had it. This Holocaust business has gotten way out of hand. Like a dog that bites the neighborhood kids, it needs to be put down, and for good. You want Holocaust denial, you Jewish supremacist creeps? I'll give you Holocaust denial, and I'm not going to dress it up in scholarly robes either. You know, I've never really quite gotten this Holocaust business. First of all, it happened a long time ago, so it isn't really relevant to life today. Second, it didn't happen to me. What's more, my family didn't cause it. So why should I even care? In fact, several members of my family fought in World War II, which was openly declared by world Jewry against Germany in 1933, starting with a trade boycott worldwide, several years before Germany dared respond to Jewish demands that Germany be destroyed. Now, since then, the Holocaust has taken on aspects of a state religion in Western nations. It simply cannot be questioned in any regard under penalty of prison. I kid you not. Prison. The Holy Holocaust, if you will. Seems kind of odd somehow. The very countries that rescued the Jews by defeating Germany end up being enslaved by those same Jews. Germany, of course, has become the most slavish of all. I was confronted with this issue recently by a Jewish talk show host, Donnie Deutsch, on national television. He demanded to know if I thought that 6 million Jews dying in the Holocaust was an exaggeration. Look, I said, one would be too many, but the numbers are grossly exaggerated. After all, they keep changing the sign out in front of Auschwitz. First, it said 4 million Jews died there. Then it quietly was replaced with a sign that claimed 2.6 million, and today the sign claims only 1.5 million Jews died in Auschwitz, with serious discussions taking place about lowering that into the range of 700,000. Yet the reductions never seem to make it into the claim of 6 million total. Deutsch, who insisted that the 6 million figure was gospel, holy, don't forget, looked like he was going to pop an aneurysm as I continued. You know, I said, 75 million people, military and civilian, died worldwide during World War II, yet we're supposed to honor the memory of only 6 million. I was cut off before adding that most of that 6 million never existed in the first place, and, besides, it seemed to me that Jews should be honoring those of us who rescued them, not the other way round. That's how it is every time free speech hits the Holy Holocaust wall. It must yield. Now they're jailing scholars for the crime of saying things as mild as what I said on national TV. Jews forced Ernst Zundel to be arrested here in America on a phony visa charge and deported to Canada, where he spent 2 years in solitary confinement for saying 6 million was too many. Now he faces a 5-year prison term in Jewish-controlled Germany for the same crime. In a replay of the Zundel pantomime deportation, scientist, historian, and publisher Dr. Germar Rudolph was arrested in America on a phony visa charge and deported to Germany by Jews. Sound familiar? I now call this routine being Zundled. David Irving, one of the most respected historian, author, scholars in the world, now languishes in a European jail on the orders of Jews. For the same reason, and others, many others, all face lengthy prison terms merely for saying 6 million is an exaggeration. Look, I couldn't just make something this ridiculous up, you know. Prison. For speaking the truth. They aren't even accused of lying, which of course they aren't. They're jailed under the vague charge of Holocaust denial. Now what's wrong with this picture? Hold on, though. It gets worse. Last month, the execrable United Nations adopted a resolution written by Israel, which designates January 27th as the, quote, International Day of Commemoration in Memory of the Victims of the Holocaust, close quote. The UN's decree goes on to reject any denial of the Holocaust as an historical event, either in full or in part. Now, this would be a good time for you to go look up the definition of chutzpah, a Yiddish term. But wait, it gets even worse. You probably aren't going to believe this next item. I scarcely believe it myself. Last week, the U.S. House of Representatives adopted a Jewish-sponsored resolution to designate every January as Jewish History Month throughout America. All that remains is for the president to issue an appropriate executive order. Did I mention that the House voted unanimously? Unanimously. That means both you and I voted for it, since our state representatives cast votes on our behalf. Unanimously. Can you believe it? Now go look up the definition of hubris, which really ought to be a Yiddish term. And you thought you were sick of Black History Month? You ain't seen nothing yet. Coming right up behind it now is Jew History Month. How appropriate. What? You don't get the joke? Think about it. Now, I'm no historian. I'm no authority on World War II. And I sure don't claim to be a scholar. But since the Jews have locked up all those who fit those descriptions and who dare to speak out on the so-called Holocaust, it falls to the rest of us to pick up where they left off. What should we do? We should drag this Holocaust myth out into the daylight and, in plain view of the entire world, drive a stake through its evil heart once and for all. I mentioned the Auschwitz signs. That's proof enough, right there, that 6 million is a lie. A lie, not a mistake, a Jewish lie. But there is so much more. By the way, if the Nazis killed so many Jews during their Holocaust, how come there are so many Holocaust survivors anyway? Just asking. Did you know that the Jews trotted out their 6 million lie before, during World War I? No, I didn't think so. They want you to forget about that claim, which simply didn't stick. People were better read and educated then, I suppose, else it might have gained the traction that it's achieved today in couch potato land. 6 million men and women are dying, read the quote, in the Ukraine, claimed by the American Hebrew periodical on October 31, 1919, just prior to World War I. And it's the very same claim that Jews trotted out 20 years later. You see, Jews thought they were going to establish Israel right after World War I, due to the Balfour Declaration's promise of Palestine in exchange for Jews causing America to enter World War I against Germany. Since a Jewish Torah prophecy demands that there be a 6 million Holocaust offering prior to Jews returning to the Promised Land, it was incumbent upon them to fabricate the Holocaust then and there. The Torah called for cleansing the chosen souls through the sacrifice of 6 million in what it called burning ovens, since unclean souls could not be allowed to return to the Promised Land, you see. Now that is the real source of the 6 million myth, as well as the myth of the ovens, the Jews' own religious writings, the Torah. However, turned out that Britain was unable to deliver up Palestine as promised by Lord Balfour, since it turned out it didn't own Palestine. Palestine still was owned by Turkey, you see. It took another 20 years and another world war to make good on Balfour's promise. Quietly, the 6 million lie was put to rest, only to be revived again, as I said, just prior to World War II, the self-same claim about 6 million Jews dying was made as a part of the propaganda to once again force America to enter a war which involved none of its interests. You really must have a glimmering of the true extent of Jewish hubris in order to appreciate their belief that if they got the whole world to repeat their 6 million lie, then God would be fooled into allowing them to enter the promised land. Jews actually teach that their best rabbis have the ability to beat God in debates, by the way. Hubris. This time, do what I told you before and actually go look it up. Now, this is why the figure 6 million is sacred to our new state religion, the Holocaust. If there is a Jewish God, which I sincerely doubt, since most Jews are atheists, then he must be really dumb. 75 million people throughout the world died in World War II. 75 million! Yet, we're supposed to honor and remember only 6 million? Out of 75 million, just 6 million, most of whom never existed in the first place. The whole premise of the Jewish Holocaust defies simple logic. Now, why would Germany, fighting a war on two fronts, with fuel scarce, short of all resources, ship millions of Jews by railroad, hundreds, even thousands of miles, to camps specially built just to hold them, and then feed them, clothe them, tattoo them in order to keep track of them, just so they could kill them? It doesn't even begin to make sense. If the Germans had wanted to kill the Jews, they would have done it the same way the Russian Jews murdered 20 to 80 million Russian Christians earlier in the century, with a bullet to the base of the skull wherever they were found. Or, as my buddy Al likes to say, in all of German-occupied Europe, there were 2.4 million Jews. After the war, 3.8 million Jews applied for Holocaust reparations. Tragically, the remaining 6 million were lost. Now, more Jews received pensions than were present in German-occupied Europe, because so many of them moved west from Russia after the war and cleaned up on the pension scam. And they're continuing to clean up. Even a cursory examination of the records proves that the Jews are lying, folks. For example, the Jewish Encyclopedia confirms Al's figures. Otherwise, the Jewish pre-war worldwide population figure of 15 million would read 9 million after the war instead of the 16 million that it actually gives. That's right. The worldwide Jewish population actually increased during World War II. In fact, the World War II Jewish Holocaust did not really take shape until fully fabricated by Jews during the late 1950s. And that's why, in the memoirs of so many World War II leaders and generals, including Eisenhower, Churchill, and de Gaulle, as recently pointed out by Professor Richard Lynn, quote, one will find no mention either of Nazi gas chambers, a genocide of the Jews, or of 6 million Jewish victims of the war. Close quote. I know. Breathlessly you ask, what about the Auschwitz gas chambers? Well, per Willis Carto's late great Spotlight newspaper, none other than Dr. Franziszek Pieper, senior curator and director of archives of the Auschwitz State Museum, has admitted on film that Crema 1, the only alleged homicidal gas chamber on display to hundreds of thousands of tourists every year at Auschwitz, was built after the war by the Soviet Union. In 1948, 3 years after the war ended, formal Allied commissions of inquiry concluded that nobody died of poison gas at any of the German concentration camps, a conclusion also reached by modern engineering forensics expert Fred Leuchter after extensive examination of the grounds and buildings at Auschwitz. Leuchter lost his business, his job, and his reputation simply for telling the truth about his engineering and chemical tests, many of which were repeated by Dr. Germar Rudolph, who confirmed Leuchter's results. And that was the major crime for which Dr. Rudolph now sits in a German prison. And yet, the Holocaust myth endures. But the confessions, you splutter. False. Every one of them. All those German officers were tortured by Jews prior to the Nuremberg show trials. most of them having had their testicles crushed in the process, which is why they signed all those confessions. What's more, they signed confessions written mainly in English, a language most of them could neither read nor speak. You know the torture that Jews inflict upon Palestinians today when they catch them? The same kind of tortures that they taught our troops to inflict upon the Iraqis at Abu Ghraib, among other places? Well, that's nothing compared to what the Jewish interrogators did to the German prisoners at Nuremberg. What's even more telling, all the prosecutors and judges at Nuremberg were Jews. No wartime aerial photos of the camps show piles of corpses or crematoria in action. Reasonable people ask, if 6 million are dead, then where are the bodies? That and Torah prophecy wording is where the gas oven stories came from. They went up in smoke, is the story. No bodies were found then, nor was any billowing smoke seen emitted by the camps, nor have any remains been found near any of the camps in amounts which add up to anything more than the relatively small number of prisoners acknowledged to have died of typhus and other diseases while imprisoned. International Red Cross documents clearly show that fewer than 300,000 Jews died during World War II in all German concentration camps combined. As a race, Jews gave far fewer to the war efforts than did any other nation involved, which is why their total population increased during the war in contrast to that of most combatants. The ridiculous claims about Jews being made into soap and lampshades were debunked thoroughly long ago, and Jews would like you to forget them now that they have made their 6 million hoax into a viable religion. After all, the absolute lack of any proof of Jewish soap or lampshades would weaken their new religion, now wouldn't it? Meanwhile, there are genuine Holocausts which actually did happen last century, yet which are not memorialized. In fact, Jews file lawsuits to suppress their mention and or accurate description in public schools and in modern media. The undisputed genocide of 1.5 million Armenians at the hands of their Turkish oppressors in 1915 is particularly maddening, since Turkey at that time was controlled by Danme Muslims. Now, you may not know this, but Danme Muslims are a sect comprised entirely of Jews who converted to Islam, yet continued secretly to practice Judaism and refused to intermarry with true Turks. Now, this was last century's first Holocaust, and it was caused by Jews. My children are 1/4 Armenian. My wife is half Armenian and half German, and for what it's worth, I'm half Scotch and half Irish. Now, does that make my children Holocaust survivors? In the post-revolution, Jewish-controlled Soviet Union, between 20 and 80 million white Christians systematically were murdered from 1917 to 1953. This was the second Holocaust of the 20th century, perpetrated directly by Jews in a preview of what they have in mind for American Christians during this coming century. What? You didn't think the de-Christianization of American schools, government, and Christmas would stop where it currently stands, did you? In what amounts to the third Holocaust of the 20th century, the Allies firebombed Dresden, Germany, during World War II, simply to see if they could create a self-enervating firestorm. They succeeded, and in the maelstrom that followed, murdered upwards of 500,000 people, most of them civilians, and destroyed one of the most beautiful cities then in existence. Now, since the war was prosecuted at the behest of, and for the benefit of, Jews, the blood of Dresden is upon Jewish heads. To borrow the biblical phrase, his blood be upon our heads, uttered by the Jews who engineered the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. The fourth Holocaust, of course, is America's laying waste to both Nagasaki and Hiroshima with nuclear bombs. The Jewish connection requires a short explanation. America cut off Japanese oil supplies, forcing their attack upon Pearl Harbor. Franklin Roosevelt had advanced knowledge of Pearl Harbor, yet he simply let it happen so that the American people finally would be outraged enough to allow him to declare war on Japan, which which until then had been engaged in a long-standing, low-grade war solely with China. Without oil, you see, Japan was sure to lose to China, and thus was forced to lash out at America. Because of Japan's mutual defense pact signed with Germany, American Jews finally had an excuse to declare war against Germany, too. Their primary objective in causing the U.S. to interfere with Japan's war, which until then had been confined solely to Asia for several years. Thus, the nuclear holocaust unleashed upon Japan also is to be laid at the feet of world Jewry. The truth puts the lie to the laughably deniable so-called Jewish Holocaust. So few Jews died during World War II, and those mainly of natural causes at that, that the term Holocaust should not even be applied to what happened to them. Indeed, the four events of the 20th century that actually deserve the term Holocaust all were caused by Jews themselves advancing their own interests. Now, since the Jewish Holocaust is so easily disproven, why do Jews hold on to it with such fervor? Well, there are many reasons, in addition to the Torah prophecy, of course, which must be met. Incidentally, speaking of prophecy, do you believe in it? Did you know that the Jewish population of the United States now is about 6 million? Did you know that the Jewish population of Israel also numbers about 6 million at this time? Let's see now. If prophecy actually gets fulfilled, which do you suppose will get nuked out of existence first? But back to the benefits the Holocaust holds for Jews. First and foremost, it protects Jews, both individually and collectively, from criticism. It also has provided prodigious income, both in reparations and in contributions from the deluded, particularly American aid to Israel, which prior to the beginning of the current Iraq war amounted to about $64,000 from each and every American family. What's more, the Holocaust forms a sort of them-against-us mentality for Jews to use in keeping their brethren all pulling in the same direction. And the Holocaust enables Israel to formulate and direct American Middle Eastern policy. The Holocaust also diverts attention away from the many Jewish-instigated true Holocausts of the 20th century. Now, that's real Holocaust denial for you. None of this penny-ante, gee, was it 6 million or 5 million business for which some of the fellows like Zundel, Rudolph, and Irving now sit in jail awaiting trial. And God, how the Jews deserve it, believe me. When they labeled me a Holocaust denier, they asked for it. In for a penny, in for a pound, they say. I don't want to hear them complain now, simply because I gave them that which they accused me. And I'm not done either. In fact, I'm just getting warmed up. Interestingly, when Deutsch threw that question at me on national TV about how many Jews died during the Holocaust, the first response that floated across my mind, as though on a teleprompter, was a joke line, as so often is the case with the way my mind works. I resisted the impulse to read it off as it floated by, just as I usually do, and instead gave the answer that I related to you above. What was the initial answer my somewhat twisted mind offered up? Not enough. Mind you, I don't mean to suggest that we do unto Jews as they have done unto us time and again. But if 6 million really had died during World War II, do you suppose we would be having the troubles on their account that we have today? As I like to say, I agree with those who say anti-Semitism is a disease. You catch it from Jews. My name is Edgar J. Steele. Thanks for listening. Please visit my website, www.conspiracypenpal.com, for other messages, just like this one.